Shalom, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Rav Moshe Berkowitz Shlita. He should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. It's family. And he pointed me to a mimer of Rabbi Yerucham, which should be chizuk for our day and age. This is in the second volume of Das Chochma Musar. In Maimur Chav Ches, it says in the Mishnah in Sota, Mem Tes, Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yerucham brings, this is all based on Rabbi Yerucham, the great Mir Mashgiach. Mishameis Rabbi Meir, Batl Moshle Mishalem, Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, Batl Kovrat Torah, Bikvas Mashiach, etc. So, it starts telling us what's going to happen in the footsteps of Mashiach when he's on his way. One of the Simanim Rachachma Sofrim, the wisdom of the scribes, Tisrach, is going to be spoiled. V'yirei chet yim asu, and those who fear sin are going to be despised. V'emes tehena deris, and the truth is going to be absent. Etc. V'amayish la'ana lishayin, what can we rely on? Avinu shebashamayim, on God in heaven. V'hum mafli v'tamua. This is a wonder. V'chi kodem mikvas et ha-mishich yeshchil la'mishu acher, amili yishayin. One second, only when before Mashiach comes we only rely on Hashem. But before that, we don't have to rely on Hashem. We always have to rely on Hashem. So the explanation is as follows. We find things that are fitting to rely on, and we're commanded to do so by Hashem. That's the derech that Hashem wanted, and that's the way to get close to Him. And they help us in our avodas Hashem. We find in the parish of the Ma'onein and the Mechashef, Shinesar Lishal Asidos Bovi Yedoni. We're now allowed to ask about the future using these magical forms. And it says, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. Rashi says, Hisalech Imo B'tzmimus, B'titzap Elo V'losach Racher Tzidos. Go with Hashem with Tmimus, anticipate to Him, and don't seek out the future. V'zeo gufa iser, she'elas ha'asidos. That's the iser is seeking out, asking about the future. Nevertheless, it says after that, v'telo chen lasen lacha Hashem elokecha, navi mikir b'cha me'achecha yakim lacha Hashem elokecha ilav tishmaon. But that's not what God gave to you, He gave you a navi. You should listen to the navi. So, first, the Torah tells us not to seek out the future. That's the issue of Ovin Yedoni, putting this bone in your under your armpit or in your mouth, and then it's telling you futuristic visions. But then it says, but a Navi, yes, Navi can tell you the future, and it's a mitzvah to go to the Navi. Like we find in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tes, that Shaul HaMelech went to ask the Navi where his donkeys are. So how can that be? That it's aser to ask about the future, and or it's a mitzvah to ask about the future. So the explanation is that the very same maisa of chakir achar asidos is mutar al yidei navi, and that was what the Torah is megalada shekachi amitzias shim yachkor asidos al yidei ovi yedoni lu afilu b'matzav shel shol amelach shal yidei maisa zu. Nation is baish lahaski ur mitum zachal lamachor hato venecha imi v'mechitzasi. Moshar muchazal, mikol mokom bofen ze yosu libo v'yisrachik mi Hashem. Avam yachkor asidos mi novi, lo yetze v'lo yimoshech mi zeshum kilkul. Ala adarab v'adarab adei ze yiskari l'Hashem. So the Metzia says that if you go to the Ovi Yedoni guy, then it's going to make you veer from the path. But if you go to a Navi, then it's going to bring you closer to Hashem. You know, it's like learning Inyanei Nashim. If one Stam talks about Inyanei Bia and the like, so that's prustkeit, that's terrible. It's nivul peh. That's the definition of nivul peh in the Gemara. Definition of nivul peh in the Gemara is not just using a bad word, are talking about inyanim, about private inyanim, about private matters. And yet we learn the Gemara, they go very, very detailed descriptions of the Maisabiyah and which part of the Maisabiyah makes the Kinyan. And she was Mizana, she wasn't Mizana. What are we speaking about all these things for? And the answer is that if you're learning it in the context of Torah, then it's holy, then you'll be fine. But if one learns it, one talks about it in the outside of Torah, then it can be very harmful. It is very harmful. So too, if one goes to Ovi Yedoni, then one is going to be distancing himself from Hashem. But if he goes to a Navi and asks about the future, it's going to bring him closer to Hashem. V'nimtza shebemes kenu aderech dafka idei navi shekachu ratzon Hashem. That's the way God wants it. Hashem tells us right and wrong. That's what it says. Eilef tishmon kuchol asher sha'alta heitivu kol asher diberu ki lo akol yicholim lishmo dvar Hashem mipi agvura. Not everybody can hear the word of God from his mouth. Ela eilef tishmon. We should be somech. We should rely on the navi. The Shema of the Kaim Dvarav, Chol Overal Dvarav Chayev Misa. One's Overal Divrei Hanavi's Chayev Misa. Shum Shezewa Derech Dafka Idei Navi VeDafka Bofen Ze Batuach Adam SheYiskarev LaShem. Dafka through a Navi, and Dafka, when one goes through the Navi, Eilof Tishma, and you listen to him. You're not Overal Dvarav. If one transgresses what the Navi says, then he's Chayev Misa. But if one listens to him, will become closer to Hashem. You can also have bitachon in a navi, because that's what God wants, that we should be somich al navi. And through that, get to Hashem. So we find in the Ramban, Bereishis Vav Yud Gimel, Hadul Anechtam Gzardino Shal Dor Mabel Al Gezel. Why Gezel? Because we understand not to do Gezel, and therefore it's very chamor. For overal dvar of chayiv misa. So I don't understand. If one's over on what the Seichel says, and it's Chayiv Misa, and therefore the Dor HaMabul was Nechtam, their Gzar Din was sealed because of Gezel, shouldn't it be worse to be over Al Dvar Hashem? Why is it worse being over Al Dvar Seichel than Al Dvar Hashem? But in Achinami, the Torah told us to listen to the Seichel. Ad Kedei Kach, that if one is over Al Dvarav, Chayav Misa, Mishim Shizewa Derech, Shanasan Aboris Baruch Ladim Lismuch Ala Seichel. Val Yodo Yagil Ratzan Elokov. What's the Seichel? Seichel is Ha'or Elokis, like the Chovas HaLavavis calls it. Askaris Elokim is Adam Emtzo Sichla. So you're supposed to rely. Why did God give you a straight thinking brain? To use it to serve Hashem. So you can rely on your Seichel. And if you're overall divrei seichel chayiv misa, so you can rely on a navi, you can rely on your seichel if you're thinking straight. As I'll say about the Torah, it's mishpat utzdaka, yashrus ani nosein lechem. So Hashem told us to be samech al Torah, kilu einanu tzrichem lismoch alav yisbarach dafka. So Torah is mishpat utzdaka, it's justice, it's righteousness, it's yashrus, so we can rely on the Torah. As if Kiila, we don't have to rely on Hashem. So there are things we can rely on. You can rely on a Torah, you can rely on a Navi, you can rely on your Seichel. And that's the chesed of Hashem that He gave to us. He gave us the Urim V'Tumim. He gave us Torah, He gave us wisdom, He gave us Chachamim. And that's the Gilui Chazal R'Megale. And they say when before Mashiach comes, everything's going to be Batel V'Kala. We're going to lose out on this, and we're going to lose out on that. There's going to be no MS, and there's going to be no Chachma. The Chachma is going to be spoiled. Everything is just going to go. Before Mashiach comes, just everything is going to go, and we're going to realize all we have is the Rabbanu Shalom. Like today, you have the CDC and this organization and that organization. You have the whole world. The whole world is suffering from coronavirus. And you have scientists and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars have been put into this. And still, every day, people are sick, people are dying, people are getting connected to machines. So Baruch Hashem, there's a very, very high survival rate. Most people who get it recover. But still, many people got very, very sick. And many people, hundreds and hundreds of thousands dead. And people still, we'll find a vaccine. This doctor, that doctor, Fauci. Fauci himself doesn't know. It's a new disease. Fauci, when he was in medical school, nobody heard of coronavirus. Because a year ago, nobody heard of coronavirus because it didn't exist. So everything is batel v'kala, and then all that's left is God. Avinu shebashamayim. He asks, can I rely on Rothschild? Rothschild, the one then was the SEMO, was the symbol of wealth. Today it's Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. He says, of course you can trust him. He's got the bucks. That's what Chazal or Megala. Is there any greater Rothschild than the Seichel? Is there anything to doubt about the Seichel? Even that you're not going to be able to rely on. Ain lanu lishayin ela avinu shebashamayim. All we're going to have that's like going to be left is the Rabbanu Shalom. Adam Arishon, you would have asked, can you rely on Selam Elokim? Say, of course you can. But you know what? You see, throughout the Doros, how many people have lost their Selam Elokim? Koheles, Imoshek Rush, Vegezel Mishpat, Vitzedek Tire, Vimedina. Rashi explains, Shegoizlam is HaMishpat Atzma. They steal the Mishpat. Mishpat is Miyasodos HaOlam, Olam Olam and Aladin. So, how's it going to be? There's going to be no Vegezel, Vegazel Mishpat. How's it going to be? They're going to steal Mishpat. That's the Metzias. Many places where there's no mishpat today, in the United States, there's a lot of anarchy. No more mishpat. Very little of it left. So that's it. Anything you rely on the big strong America, you rely on the Republic, you rely on the army, you rely on money, you rely on, it's all gone. Ha'emes dein ederes. No more truth. Truth is gone. So much sheker. Chachma sofrim tisrach, the wisdom of the scribes is going to be spoiled. It's batel. No more nevuah. Tyre and precious emes mishpat. Be so alone, nothing to rely on. Anything we thought we could rely on, it's just kalo batel. So what do we have left to rely on? Hashem. But you shouldn't have yeyush. Because we have Avinu Shebashamayim. Rav Yerucham says, he writes this Ba'otiyot Mufuzarot, where he puts a space. In the olden days, they wouldn't bold letters to emphasize, they would put a space in between each letter of the word. Emuna, he says, Hudavr Shekayim La'olam Lo'cholba V'lo Yachul Ba'shum Ismatus U'Pagam V'Yitiskayim Et Ha'arasa Le'olam. Amunah is something that's forever. There's no blemish in it. And it exists betara forever. Because the Mishnah tells us we're going to lose everything. The world's going to... Azla prutam and akis. The money's going to go. The economy's going to go. So we know more truth. Beis vadia la beis nus. We know today that the most important people, the highest up personalities and politics and the media, etc., are very, very corrupt when it comes to matters of purity and morality, like the Mishnah says is going to happen. So what are we left with? Who can we trust? We trust Trump? I think even Trump's biggest supporters have their doubts if we can trust him. We trust Biden? There are many, many, many tens of millions of Americans who don't think so. And even those who are going to vote for him, are many of them are just voting for him because there's no other alternative for them. So we don't trust Trump. This is not politics, sweet friends. I'm not telling you my political opinions. I'm telling you the Torah's opinion. Can't trust Trump. Can't trust Biden. You trust the Avinu Shebashamayim. That's Emunah. That's what we're left with. So after we lost everything, we don't lack anything because we have our Emunah. You could still believe. That's something that we never lost. Yeah, people lost money in the stock markets. The real estate market tanked. It's terrible. Just talking to somebody today. He's trying to sell an apartment. They pay a tremendous amount of maintenance every month. Trying to sell, and just nobody's interested. Nobody. They keep lowering the price. No one wants it. No one's even coming to look. People don't have money. And those who have, just they don't. Market went down, so what are you trusting? Your real estate? Real estate is such a good business. It doesn't help. You have all that real estate just losing money every month. So we have Avinu Shebashamayim. That's what we have. And once you have that, you have everything. Famous Medrash, Shir Lamaalos Sinai Laharim, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, referring to Yaakov Avinu, running away from Esav. He said, Elanai Sinai Laharim, Lamalfeni Lamabdeni Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, to teach me. I look at my parents to teach me, where's my help going to come from? Eliezer Bishal Shalach Avias Rivka Maksivbe, while Eliezer went to bring Rivka, what does it say? Vayikach Eved Asar Gomal and 10 camels. Vanilo Nezem Echav Lo Zitzamidach, I don't have anything. I don't have anything when he ran away from Esav. And Rav Shimon Levi says that he had, and Esav took everything away from him. Chazar ve'omer man amovit savri min biryi, lesan amovit savri min biryi, ela ezri mi'am Hashem osish memorats. What am I going to lose? I'm going to lose my hope in Hashem. I'm not going to lose my hope in Hashem. Ezri me'im Hashem, Osei Shemayim Varetz. My help is from Hashem, who makes the heaven and the earth. The Medrash says there that originally he had a gedud. He had things. He had possessions. But Esav took him away. So that's what he's samechan. He's samechan his possessions, and then when he loses them, he turns to Hashem. And the answer is, yeah. Originally, you can be samechan your mama, and it helps. It's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to go to B'derech HaTeva. And then when you lose everything, you realize you really can't go to B'derech HaTeva anymore. And then all you're left with is Hashem. There's nothing to do. What is a person going to do? He lost his job. Millions upon millions of Americans lost their jobs. Crazy, crazy unemployment. So what is he going to do? There's no job. People aren't hiring, they're firing. So until now he could depend on his job. B'derech HaTeva. Every month he gets his paycheck. And then you just get to a point in life where there's nothing to rely on anymore. There's no job, there's no paycheck. Right, I'm going to rely on my rich uncle. My uncle's not rich anymore. He lost his job too. It's a domino effect. When the economy goes down, everybody's affected. So that's really where Hashem's bringing us before Mashiach, and we really hope this is the last Nisayon. Mamash the last. That we have nothing left to rely on. all we can rely on is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And once we have that, we really have everything. But until now, we could rely. Because Hashem told us to rely. Hashem said, obviously, it's all for me, but you're allowed to believe in your job and your health. Today, who can believe in their health? Somebody coughs and someone else, and 2 days later, the guy could be dead. Somebody touches something, there's a little coronavirus on there, which is can't even see with the human eye. You need a microscope. It's like a billionth of an inch. It's nothing. He rubs his eye, and boom, he's dead. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. So what are we going to rely on? The medical establishment, the political establishment. So this is a very prescient mimer. This is exactly what's happening now. That ain lanu lishayin ela avinu shebashamayim. But we really have to be mischazek in that. We can't lose sight of that. We can't get down, depressed. Lose hope. Adarabba, we have to know this is great. This is great. It's painful, but it's great, because it's bringing us to a much better place, like the woman before she gives birth. It hurts, but out comes the beautiful baby. She wouldn't give up that baby for $1 trillion. But it hurts, so we're in a lot of pain. But it's going to bring us to a much, much better place, Mitzvah Hashem. But the Yisod is, Ein lanu lishayin ela avinu shebashamayim. Shalom, shalom, see you soon, my beloved friend.